Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, where they have now debuted their house brand of ammo, which is only available in two current calibers, 380 and 45 caliber. It's called Rattlesnake. That's the AmmunitionDepot.com house brand. Go check that out. Go check that out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I made... Okay, where did that come from? Okay. I'll make that correction next time. I just got a communique from the sponsor themselves. Sounds like I'm in a tin can. See if I can back a few things down here. That's the best I can do. I talked briefly about this Kentucky I don't get what's going on here. Let me try this a little higher, a little higher. They're telling me in the chat room they can't hear me. How do I sound on your end there, Boardmeister? Coming through Lima Charlie? Okay. Anyway, I talked briefly about this this police officer in Kentucky that was attacked by a guy swinging an 8-foot-long flagpole at him. But I didn't talk about, I didn't analyze the shoot. Now, the shoot was a righteous shoot, as they would call it. Officer Nathan Blanford was clearly justified with that. However, here's the problem. The guy attacking him with a flagpole was an African immigrant, Dang Manyon. And if you look at it, it sort of looks like Officer Blanford could have shot earlier. As it was, he got hit, or it looks like he got hit in the video, with the flagpole so hard that the flagpole broke in half. So he risked injury. He risked having his gun fall into the hands of a guy who was attacking a cop. 44 seconds into the video, Officer Blanford stops in his tracks and puts his hand on his sidearm and then draws his weapon, holding it at low ready. Then raises it to eye level at the 46-second mark. At 48 seconds, Manyon comes charging back into frame with the metal flagpole in his hands, and Blanford retreats as quickly as he can, attempting to put a mailbox between himself and the charging Manyon. Now, we've seen this before. This is where a cop tries to do everything he can to avoid shooting a suspect. And I understand that. I get that. But what I don't get is when you have somebody clearly intending. I would not do that. Somebody's coming charging down the road at me screaming whatever they're screaming. Or if they're not screaming at all, if they just look maniacal. and I'm the only one standing there and I have a gun, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to let him see it. I'm not even going to say, stop, put down the flagpole. I'm going to pull it up and let him get a good look at it. And then if he makes an assessment that he thinks he can go ahead and move on with his course of action, that's fine, because I have set my own course of action, and mine's going to be a lot easier to employ. So, you know, this is me talking in hindsight. But we saw this not too long ago. I don't believe where, I don't remember where this was. This might have been in North Carolina or something, but a guy comes running at a cop. They've said that this guy might be responsible. He's a suspect in a double murder or something. He's running at the cop. The cop has a body camera on. He has his gun out, and he's running backwards, telling the guy to stop running or he's going to shoot him. But he keeps running backwards, backwards, backwards. You're very welcome, Tonio. Keeps running backwards, and finally he trips on his own 2 feet and falls down, but he manages to keep his gun up. And finally that guy stops. This is what's happening, and this was a white guy. This was a white offender. I think this Officer Blansford, well before that guy ever swings that flagpole at him, I think he should have put two in him already. And I think he didn't because of the hostility towards police. I think he didn't because of this whole Black Lives Matters meme that's out there. Black lives matter. Yes, they do. They certainly do. They matter in Chicago, where they get mowed down all the time in a gun control utopia. They matter in Maryland. They matter in New Jersey. They matter in New York. However, we only ever hear that Black Lives Matter. Well, we heard that Black Lives Mattered in Baltimore, but now the Black Lives are pretty much on their own. And they don't like it in Baltimore. We heard about that in Ferguson. We heard this in McKinney, Texas. We heard this all over the place. As if somehow, because a group of offenders comes from a certain demographic, that they should be immune. They should be immune to being stopped. This always comes, most of the time, all of this, yes, that's right. In the chat room, they're saying all lives matter. I agree with that. All lives do matter. But this idea about leaving your own health, your own well-being, and in a professional setting for a police officer, control of his weapon to the last second, I'm not buying that. That's not something they need to be pursuing. If somebody's coming down on you, yes, I know that cops are getting accused of going real heavy-handed and real paramilitary and this, that, and the other. But if somebody's coming at you and you're a cop, should you be able to defend yourself just like you would, like I would? Because I can assure you, if somebody's coming down the road at me with a flagpole, and they can look as serene as they want, but if they if they come flying at me with a flagpole over their head, and it looks like they're going to brain me with it, gun's coming up. Next step, gun's going to make sounds and move. Rounds will be headed downrange. And I will shoot until the flagpole is no longer a threat. No matter whose hands it's in. I mean, if somebody comes up to me and says, you shot him because he's black, I'm going to say, no, I shot him because he's going to hit me with a flagpole. I don't care if you're plaid and you're coming at me with a flagpole, you're going to get shot. Okay. And we should not be hesitant when it comes to protecting ourselves. We have to have the presence of mind to make a good, informed decision. And for some of us, you know, when I was a kid and I played football and everything, yeah, I could run backwards a long way, fast. Those days are gone. I might be able to walk backwards. That's only going to go about 3 steps, and I'm going to get tired of that because, you know what, I'm not bothering anybody 99.9% of the time. So if somebody says they're going to come my way, I'm not going to worry about hindsight or 20/20 or anything. I'm just going to act, and then I'll worry about what comes next later. Afterwards. Okay. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to have, next hour, we're going to have Anthony Calandro. We're going to talk about New Jersey. He is the gun for hire out of New Jersey, representing the voice of 1 million gun owners in New Jersey. We're going to have him on here. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com, Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm getting ready to, I'm going to be doing a three-part series here very shortly on the Fulton Armory M14 EBR on YouTube. I've discovered my I'm working on my video foo. And I'm going to order the ammo, the 308 ammo, from ammunitiondepot.com. I'm waiting on the recommendation from Scott Blick right now as to which one to order. But the thing about Ammunition Depot is their price and their availability. And that's why I love their depth. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I have said many times that the fact that there is a permitting process in place, this allows us to set certain standards and statistics in place that makes us look very good, because we are very good. This quantifies how good we are. This is me on my best day simply trying to find the silver lining to an otherwise cloudy day. Most states in the United States today have a shall issue standard for issuing a concealed carry permit. There is no data, and I can tell you as one who has done it, I have carried a gun in the past without a permit. I was never detected. And when I carried the gun without a permit, those were the times I actually had to use the gun in self-defense, when I had to draw it the two times I've had to draw it. Now, these legislators and these governors and these state governments, what they're trying to do is that, one, they recognize that the typical crime does not occur when the police are nearby. They also recognize that a lot of them occur outside the home, and they realize that police most often are the cleanup crew, and they take a report and they start looking for the perpetrator. Permitting does improve the situation for citizens, but it still places an undue burden on the peaceful citizen and not at all on the criminal. And that's my biggest problem with the whole permit process set up. You know, I was talking yesterday, playing devil's advocate about, hey, you want a compromise? Here's a compromise. Now, in one state in the United States, in Vermont, they have never had a single law on the books, state law on the books, concerning the carrying of firearms. It's lawful to carry a firearm openly or concealed, provided the firearm is not carried with the intent or avowed purpose of injuring a fellow man. No permit is needed. In Vermont, citizens are not required to get a permit to carry a firearm. They've been doing this since 1791. Now, here's the other problem with this. We pay a fee to defend ourselves. A lot of people would call this a poll tax. And, you know, it varies from state to state. And then I was talking with a friend of mine about this last night. Depending on where you live, like I live in South Carolina, so I can carry my gun into North Carolina, but I can't carry it into Georgia. So before long, where is it? I don't think it's in here. I have a wallet. I have a really nice wallet. It was designed to hold like a gazillion credit cards in it, which I don't have any. So I don't ever use it. But I could see this wallet getting filled up with concealed carry permits. Because I need to get a second permit in order to carry in a state in the Southeast that I share a big common border with, legally. Now, I will tell you this once again. I carry a gun when I go into Georgia. Nobody ever detects it. Nobody ever knows I'm doing it. And that's because I'm not going to have time to run back to the car if something happens in Georgia. And, you know, I don't go to the kind of places in Atlanta where you hear about all these shootings, the pool parties and the clubs and everything. I'm way past that. But I'm just not willing to take that risk. I also take a car with me everywhere I go, too, because I don't want to walk. Permitting costs, you know. The other thing about the permit is that, you know, some of these, there's no uniform standard as to how long these things last. Some of them 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. If you're in some places, they can vary by age. Plus, they require that you train. And as far as the training part of it goes, what they call training in South Carolina, they call training 50 rounds to qualify. Qualifying is not training. That's qualifying. Training comes before the qualification. And for a lot of people that go to a class where they just came straight from the gun shop, there is no training prior to the qualification. So if they actually manage to train, they're either, in some cases, if they bought too much gun and they're scared of the one they just bought because they, you know, some slick gun salesman said, hey, this is what you need. This will stop a Mack truck. Imagine what it would do to a man. Well, then, you know, then they're shooting somebody's 22 while their 10 millimeter sits there cooling in the shade. Felons are not required to register guns either. They're not required to let anybody know if they have a gun because that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. So here we are. And this is my final word on it. The permitting process for criminals is prohibited by the Fifth Amendment. And it is ignored by the criminal. So my question is, what is really accomplished by having this process in any state at all? It's a wasted effort if we're trying to make sure only that criminals don't carry guns, isn't it? Isn't that the goal? This is the stated goal for everybody out there. We don't want criminals to have guns. Neither do we. But we recognize that criminals do have guns, so we choose to have guns so that we can cross swords with them. There's people out there that will tell you, you need a permit so the cop knows that you're not a criminal. Cops most of the time don't know I have a gun. Just like criminals. Because I have to carry a gun just like a criminal, concealed. In my state, I have to carry it concealed. Police don't know who the criminals are when they make a traffic stop, when they're walking up on them, when they're sitting beside them at the Chick-fil-A. They don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. There is no common sense or logic requiring us to, in the requirement that we should be permitted and the criminals are not. If the whole goal is to separate the criminals from the good people, that's fine. But why do we have to pay for it? Why do we have to get permission for it? Why do we have to go through a process for it? So, for those of you, just to clarify, for those of you that are out there thinking, well, you know, Bill's sort of a compromising Yahoo, not really. I just try to be optimistic about what we got in South Carolina currently. I try to be optimistic about what we got. Saying that, however, the North Carolina side of the border is looking awfully good. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've
We've already identified prime high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet of containing 50 million rounds of ammunition. Drink that in, if you will. 50 million rounds. When I try to maintain 5,000 rounds, and I have a hard time just hiding that stuff. 50 million rounds. I just like saying it. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I'm sure that by now, in passing, all of you have heard of Rachel Dolezal. The Caucasian who decided that she identifies with being a black person, which is fine. As far as I'm concerned, this is the United States of America. I take an oath to make sure you can be all you can be. And I still try to conduct myself based upon that oath. However, there's some things that you just can't do. Like, I myself would like to know what it's like to be a male lion in a downtown metropolitan area. I don't know why. I don't know why. But you know, that's not going to happen. No matter how much I want it to happen. All these guys, Caitlyn Jenner out there, this whole transgender thing about, I'm really a woman. No, you're not. You can make a few changes. You can do a couple things. Still got those chromosomes. I'm sorry. Clinically, you're still a man. And, there's going to be lots of people that will maybe... come and say, Bill, you're so insensitive. No, I'm just realistic. I'd like to grow hair. I'd like to be out there sweeping my mane around like I'm Fabio, but it ain't going to happen. I could wear a wig, and one day I'll whip my head too hard, and it'll just all go flying. Still ain't going to happen. So for for all of those that are getting out there wanting to do this self-determination thing, that's fine, but everybody needs to know their limits. Everybody's got certain limitations as to how far they can take that. Being all you can be is about, you know, just be the best you can be and be happy with that. Rachel Dolezal, you were born the way you were born for a reason. You should be embracing that, but that's okay because you identify with black. She, however, does not identify with people and guns. While she's out there being a civil rights pusher, which is fine. I like civil rights. I like civil rights a lot. She completely overlooks things like in our history, like the Deacons for Defense. For those of you not familiar with the Deacons for Defense, these were a bunch of black clergy in the South in the late 50s and 60s, during the 60s, that when the KKK would come riding up to try to firebomb their church, they would be out there with guns, and they would drive them off because they were protecting their flock, sheep dogs, if you will. Guns play a very large part in the history of civil rights. When they forcefully integrated that college in Alabama, that was done with guns. Not because they went in there and shot the place up, but there were guys with guns there. And, you know, that had a large part to do with it. And black people, one of the reasons the NRA came into existence was to get guns in the hands of the newly emancipated black Americans after the Civil War. Because if the Dixiecrats were not going to allow it. This is where Jim Crow came from. They made it to where the newly emancipated black Americans couldn't buy a gun because it was too expensive. They only allowed two kinds of guns, and that nobody could afford them. Dolezal wrote in March of 2014 a nutty gun policy, where she wrote that she was horrified that Idaho state lawmakers passed a bill allowing concealed weapons on university campuses. You know, that's not a new thing. In Texas, they just signed a law where they're allowing carry on campuses. And somebody please show me where two geeks in quantum physics have gone to gunplay because they had a disagreement in a debate in their class because they had guns with them. Show me. Because it hasn't happened. You have nothing you can show me. Rachel Dolezal, who is out there, she sued somebody before because she thought she was being discriminated against for being white. She's out there and she's taken a self-defense discussion and turned it into a racial issue. She wrote, one of my concerns about with this legislation is the juxtaposition of ongoing racial tensions in the state with the gun count aligning strongly with the white conservative majority. Some parents fear sending their children of color to campuses in Idaho because of the state's stigma, the lack of meaningful diversity, and the absence of prejudice reduction curriculum in many schools. I don't know about that, Rachel. What I do know is this. This year, for the first time in a long time, 52% of black America thinks that having a gun is a good thing. Because they're not listening to people like you with your little condescending attitude. They're not listening to people like you. She said, and she contends that concealed weapons are made for no other purpose than to kill human beings. She wondered, with a staggering rate of 1 in 4 female college students being sexually assaulted, how will the presence of guns affect the safety of our girls? Ask that to Amanda Collins. Rachel, ask Amanda Collins out, the campus rape victim out of Nevada, Reno, actually. She, when she was testifying in Colorado in front of then State Senator Eddie Hudak, she got a condescending attitude from her. Eddie Hudak resigned under the pressure of her impending recall. After Collins testified that if she had been allowed to carry her gun, she would have stopped the serial rapist, I believe his name was Baroa, who later graduated to murder. She was told that statistics were against her. Her rant against Dolezal's rant against defense firearms on campus also contained this little ditty. It will endanger everyone on campus and will strike a specific type of fear to students and the faculty of color. there is no data or facts to support that at all. Second Amendment, which protects the right to bear arms, is a colorblind amendment. We those of us that are Second Amendment aficionados, we look at this as something that is bestowed on all men and women the day they're born. Whether, no matter what the color of their pigmentation, Rachel Dolezal. So, I mean, you wanting to be a convertible human. One of the things I've seen in photography, they have these diffusers that you can screw on the end of your lens to, they're like sunglasses. You can twist it and it's clear, and you can twist it the other way and it goes dark. She wants to be a diffuser. She wants to be a diffuser. She identifies with black, and that's cool. But Rachel, you're a Caucasian. Bruce, you're a guy. You can call yourself Caitlin or black or whatever you are. At the end of the day, please, please live in a world of reality. Self-determination is not actually, self-determination, there's two different definitions of it. You can't wake up one morning and say, I want to be a koi fish and become a koi fish. Just not going to happen. You can jump in the pool with the koi fish and live in the water with the koi fish, and you're an oddity. But you're never going to be a koi fish. Self-determination of that map, that of that substance doesn't exist. It does not exist. There's just certain things you can't change, no matter how much you want to. I myself would like to have been born without whatever gene it is that made my hair start falling out when I was still in my young, violent 20s. That's the only reason I'm tame today. I lost that mojo. Rachel Dolezal, though, this is, it's ridiculous. And the fact that we're even discussing her just means that we're part of it. We're part of the ridiculousness. Goodness gracious. Let's break it off right here and not do it anymore. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, where Seth and Scott and Dan work. That's those three guys. That's 80 years of ammunition acquisition on a retail level. That's 80 years of experience in those three guys. And what does that bring you? That brings you that constant flow of ammunition coming in and going out. It's like a river. They're on one side of the river where the ammunition is coming in. On the other side of the river, they send out the orders. And it's just every day, 24 hours a day. You should check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming from the desk of John Farnham, I need to reach out and bring old John back. I like John because, one, John's older than me. Two, John still brings it. He's still got the mojo. So, coming from his desk, he talks about a friend of his in the UK that said, show me a selfless politician working strictly for the common good and defending our individual rights and liberties as citizens, and I will show you a saint. I used to believe that you could put all of those out of Washington, D.C. on the short bus, you know, the bus that doesn't have a number, it has a picture of an animal on it. Now, I think it probably fit in, they probably fit into a, you know, like a minivan cab. Because I'm seeing some defections out there, and I knew they were going to happen, nonetheless, I'm disappointed. The vast majority of politicians, when they get up there, they unfailingly succumb to their own little petty lust for power. There's this little ecumenical dogma that occurs among politicians that we ordinary citizens cannot think for ourselves. This is where the representation aspect falls away. And the people's voice and interest soon fade into the background. While political infighting and jockeying for position take precedence. As an example, Lindsey Graham, the senior senator of South Carolina, he believes he keeps getting elected because we want him to act the way he thinks is best, not because we want him to we want him to listen to us, but because we want him to act because he's so much smarter than we are. We're lucky to have him. Many of them, let's change that and let's say pretty much all of them, don't look on themselves as public servants, but rather as public parents. They are truly paranoid, and they are afraid of everything. And then there's us down here at the peon level, those of us that are here, those of you in the chat room, those of you at Google Plus and listening on YouTube and listening at GCN Live and KZLS and WVWI, KBDB, and KJMT, all of you that are listening that way, all of you that listen to me and do as I do, we are the ones that choose to go about armed because we have consciously decided, for both true and honest reasons of personal protection and protection of the innocent and the weak. So we, while we're not public servants, we are taking on this, like, sheepdog role. There's a large portion of the populace of the United States that are never going to be like us. They're never going to think the way we do. They are going to be like sheep. If you were to have a sheep herd out in the middle of nowhere with no shepherd and no sheepdog, they would be unfailingly attacked and eaten because they are naive and self-delusional. They look at the threat coming and they just watch it come. They are weak and helpless by choice. The wolves like the sheep because they're easy to attack and eat. Because sheep are invariably unprepared by choice and therefore represent an easy score. A successful attack is usually carried out with minimal effort and risk. Those of us that walk around the way you and I do, I like to think of us as a thinking sheepdog. Because I, the other options don't... The other options are not very attractive to me. They tell us, and this is a quote from Patrick Henry, they tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? When will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs, hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have us bound, have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak when we make proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power, meaning guns. That, for those out there, there's a group of people we're never going to reach. You know, there's a group of people we are never going to make it to. They're never going to wake up. Their eyes are not going to fly open. The light bulb's not going to go off in their head. They look at the United States and it's okay for us to have all these immigrants. It's okay for us to continue spending money. It's okay to take all the guns away because, you know, surely these politicians know best. They know what's going to, and they genuinely want to take care of us. If you believe that, don't participate in the process, please. Don't vote. Don't vote. Don't do any of this stuff. Because you're making things worse for those of us that are trying to pay attention to what's going on. You're actually a distraction. And that's the problem we face. We have on the one side of us the sheep. The sheep who look at us stupidly. They don't know what we're trying to do. They don't know what's being done to them. They're afraid of us. They're afraid of us more because we're milling around while the wolves that are in the wood line, they don't see them until they get to feel the sensation of being consumed while alive. So they're more afraid of us. On the other side are the ones that are coming not only for the sheep, but for us. And first they've got to stop with us to get to the sheep. They know this. They know this. They have said so before. I don't remember which one of the Joshes said it. It was either Sugarman or Horowitz. But they have said more than once that for the progressive agenda to advance, we're going to have to disarm America. I wonder why that's such a big part of it. I wonder why they feel that that's something that has to be done, especially today. Because I got to tell you, one of the things that bothers me most about the American gun owner is how many apathetic ones there are. They've got their guns, you know, some of them like hunters that are out there saying, you know, I don't even own an AR. I don't even know why anybody has to own an AR. I believe they refer to them as FUDs. I'm not going to refer to them as FUDs because that's sort of insulting. But for those of you that are just hunters that don't think I should be able to own an AR-15, I think it's pretty dumb to, you know, volunteer to get up there and cover myself in deer urine and climb up in a tree stand. Therefore, I don't do it, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to do it. And I will fully support your right to go do stuff like that every chance I get. And unless we learn how to stand together as a group, if we were, you know, 134 million gun owners in the United States, you don't think that's a voting block? You don't think we could run the country? Please wake up. We have no need to go through all of this strife. We're fighting what they're doing right now to us. They're fighting all of these fights state by state. And to a certain degree, that sort of takes us and breaks us down and dilutes us here and there. In places like Colorado, Colorado takes care of its own self. We're going to see what Washington does. We're going to see what Oregon does. Nevada's already come out. Texas has already come out. They've already pushed back before anything got put in place. Way to go. But this is not something that, I mean, when you got 134 million adults that own guns, how long do you think the anti-gun movement could stand up to a concerted onslaught? How long do you think they could stand up to that? How long do you think that the politicians could deny any of that stuff? Coming up next, Anthony Calandro, Gun for Hire. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.